Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting? And you know what my life is reflecting in this moment is that I have a call board to open up over here that I forgot
Line
about.
Unmuted.
So sorry about that, guys. And we are all unmuted, are we not? And we are here right now. I want to welcome you into this extraordinary moment. We are in, and the only way that I can describe it is the flow of timelessness. And I want you to really breathe that in. What happens when we invite ourselves to flow with our own timelessness? What happens when we become aware and awake that we are the master who is mastering mastery in real time? And I want you to just breathe that in and really feel that in yourself, because we have arrived at a very unique moment. And this up-level week in May is a unique moment in a unique month, in a unique moment of within the moment, as they keep talking about. So I want to first say welcome to all of you and bow before you and thank you for being here. And first and foremost, remind you that all of our phone lines are open and we have several. We are at 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. That is our 800 number. And you'll get to talk to Dawn, our amazing director, who is waiting for you there. If you call and that line is busy, it's because they're full. So hold on to that line, 888-627-6008. Because when we talk to somebody, then of course we can bring you right in. And of course, the call board is open and already filling over at 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And so welcome. And of course, over at YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, hi, we love you. So glad you're with us this evening. Over at YouTube at Oneness Talk Radio, we are so grateful to be with all of you. bbsradio.com, both Facebook, bbsradio.com audio, and of course, over at onenesstalkradio.com, all of the affiliates, thank you for being here right now. Now, guys, I really want to immediately jump in this evening and talk about this naked authenticity that Sri and I, you're staring at it right now. I'm sharing this with you. Sri and I started talking about this on Sunday. And the reason that we're talking about this right now, and the reason we're opening up with, can you honestly handle the truth, is because only you can answer that. Only you can know if you can honestly handle the truth, because it's the ego that is trying to stop you from handling the truth. And what is this truth that would even cause the ego pause? Well, excuse me, it comes in through going way beyond the illusion. The energy that is upon us right now is uncharted territory. I really want to start there this evening. That remember that here we are as an entire experience of this co-creative reality. We are now long at a longer expanded moment than we have ever been. So I want you to really breathe that in. We have taken ourselves outside of that which has been. And this is why everything is expanding. This is why all of the ways that worked, that were exactly what we needed for thousands of years, are now not as much obsolete as offering a very different energy experience. And I want to start with grounding cords into the earth. Sri and I, in 2004, or 2003, actually, when we published Sacred Union, The Journey Home, we were the first people to reveal from the Okay, Dawn, my husband is saying there is no video stream. Forgive me, guys. I'm really the energy of interruption is big tonight. Forgive me. It's really a wild moment. Dawn, I really need you to send me a chat or something and let me know. But my husband says there is no video. And so, guys, I'm going to stop the share for a minute and forgive us. Please forgive us for all these hiccups in the show. My heart is hurting. It might be live at Facebook, but our biggest audience is YouTube. And if they're leaving, that breaks my heart. And so, let's see, please fix this. And so everyone, let's just bring a hand to our heart for a moment. And I am really fascinated by the level of interference energy that's in around us this evening. I really am. And I find it to be phenomenal for all of you that are in the call board, for all of you that are over listening. Thank you. Thank you for being here. But there is, and this is part of this flow of timelessness, this expansion contraction energy is coming forward so broadly, so large, that it's calling all of us to that new level. So I'm not sure if we're streaming over at YouTube yet or not. I apologize to all of you that have been with us for the first 5 minutes, being so patient and kind. Let me start over again and just say welcome. Welcome to everyone, and let's all breathe in this moment. There's already a lot that's been shared, and we are all in that trust. It has been a techno wild moment. You can see what's happening to me tonight. I'm trying to adjust myself so I don't keep disappearing, but you know what? I think that's part of the energy that's happening right now. I really do. And so, as we are all in the flow of timelessness, guys, I'm going to say it could be me. It really could just be me, because I am, I have been in this divine process. Let's just cut to that chase, since it seems that's where they want us to go. So again, since a lot of you were not here to hear it, let me just offer you our phone numbers, and they are 888-627-6008. Please get into the call board over there. 517-208-1500. That call board's also filling up already. And go ahead and jump in. And as you do, let us all jump in. So on Sunday, I'm gonna do a quick screen share again. I'm not gonna keep it up a long time because a lot of you have already seen this. But this past Sunday, Sri and I started talking about this truth energy and about naked authenticity and maximum creation, and why it is our time to go way beyond the illusion. And the reason that I was sharing that is because we are, as an entire experience in this timeline, in this place that we all consciously jump to, coming up on a 1 year anniversary mark, guys, look what has happened in the past year, right? So we consciously chose this timeline from a place of centered sincerity, love, and presence, where we could be of our highest service. And here we are in this co-collective reality, where everything that is happening right now is the reason we are here. Yet the overarching reason is because we are in the most massively amazing, stand on your feet, celebrate, pop the champagne cork creation experience ever, because this time we're going outside of our own remembrance, which is why the remembrance of who we truly are is essential in this moment. Otherwise, because through that remembrance, we are now remembering that we are now beyond that where we have been before. Imagine if you're not remembering at all. You're now twice removed. An extra layer has shown up. And that has been the blessing of this 2-year slide that we were offered. We are in a process right now between 2020 and 2022, whereby we were granted these up-level experiences. And I want to share the screen right now and just remind you of the May up-level calendar. So as you're gazing at the May up-level calendar right now, remember that we are in this moment, right now, this week, 17th through the 23rd, is like one of those huge weeks. It's all about truth. It's all about anchoring your high heart. And it's about maximum creation if your eyes are on the divine. And we are building, building, building to this Friday new moon single up level in May event, whereby we will first start entering the fifth dimensional space in a conscious reality that, regardless of how anchored you are in this already, you have not been in it like this. And so I really want you to breathe that in. We are all expanding together. We are all being called. And as Sri and I have been reaching out and asking and you know, guide me, guide me, guide me, which has been how we have lived for 18 years, and guide me, guide me, guide me, what came forward was that it was the time of naked authenticity. It is the time to document the journey, because each of us is at a moment of divine expansion. And several things started happening over the past 48 hours, which is why I am doing my best to be present with all of you right now. But the first thing that happened was that my husband, Sri Ramka, who, poor thing, came out of bed right now, has been spiking a very, very high fever now for 2 days. And as a matter of fact, we've been up since 3:20 a.m. this morning, when I was texting our doctor and she was writing me back, and I was texting everybody else, and my husband couldn't stop screaming from pain and shivers. And I had to strip the bed because it was soaking wet and he couldn't get warm enough. I had every blanket we own. I had the room up to 80 degrees. I had heating pads on him. And the last time my beloved has gone through this type of experience for no apparent reason was when this book came out. And everything's disappearing tonight. Let's see. Okay, guys. So this is my I Am Guided book. And this is the I Am Guided. Let's see. Here you can see it. This is the I Am Guided book from the Cards of Clarity. And those of you that have the Cards of Clarity have probably read in there how this deck came to be. And there's a picture that I took of Lake Atitlan. And you can see right there, I took that picture from the room I was sitting in when the Cards of Clarity came in. And in this little story, how this card deck came to be, I'm just going to read you the second paragraph. I'm going to read you the first two paragraphs. This is on page 6 of I Am Guided, those of you that have the Cards of Clarity. Welcome to your journey of insight, discovery, wisdom, and remembrance. These were the first words I read upon coming back to this world after a 48-hour period of divine connection on the stunning shore of Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. 24 hours into our journey, my beloved Sri Ramka was suddenly unable to leave his bed while gripped with a very high fever and otherworldly communication. I truly do not recall much during those 2 days. That's where we are right now. I could be rewriting this chapter. And this started 2 days ago. And I don't think it's an accident that for all of you that persevered to be here tonight, that this is an attunement energy, just being together tonight, just being present in this energy. That this moment right now, for all of you that are catching this show live or in the archives, there is a master inside of you that is saying, F and A, I'm here, and I've had enough of the crap, and I've had enough of this, and I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And I know the power of that moment, because Sri and I have lived it many times, and here we are living it again. And My husband has been having lots of otherworldly communication. He's barely been conscious over the past 48 hours. I don't know where my energy is coming from. I've literally been up since 3:20 a.m. And yet there is this flow coming through, coming through, coming through. And so this evening, I want to share with you, I want to open up with a little film that I made. And this little film came to pass yesterday. It's been showing up in my consciousness since Sunday through the divine directors, because on Sunday, I accidentally, right, never an accident, when Sri and I felt that it was appropriate to share our twin soul experience from the very beginning, from our wedding, from some old videos that we found, I cut out my vows, which was completely unintentional. However, I learned today why that happened. And so the little short film I'm going to show you includes that portion of our wedding. It also includes the opening part of our wedding that I thought was also valuable to share with you. And then it starts telling the story of not only the authenticity of you, the master, who is mastering mastery in real time right now, right now. Yesterday, I was sitting at my desk when it was 3:33 p.m. And this was on the 18th. And I was called, you know, we had the Lessons of Light, Monday Night Magic. And I was so excited because I love Monday Night Magic as much as I love the Sunday service at Soul Mirrors. It's like my 3 days, you know. And 3:33, I kid you not, I hear go outside. And I love sitting right outside my office. I have a 200-year-old wall. I really should take a picture of it for you guys, covered in moss with little ivy and clovers that comes out of it. And it's gorgeous. And I have a Shiva temple out there. And I have this beautiful view of the sky. And it looks out over our studio. Well, I was actually so enthralled with the wall and the beauty and the smells and the flowers and the hummingbirds. They all fly around me out there. And there's usually four or five at a time, all different sizes. But I clearly heard, look up now. And I looked up, and I kid you not, there was a condor that, I mean, his feet, I saw the color of his feet. I could hear his wings. I thought he was going to land on me. He grabbed my attention and he swooped down and then he went right back up. And I heard to follow him. So I did. I just sat there following him. And then another one came. And I watched the two, then another one, and they flew as a three. And they came in one at a time, anchoring every number between 1 and 12. And then they flew in a circle and opened up the infinite. And I don't know where I was. I just know that I was so far gone in receiving this message. And I clearly heard, get your iPod, get your camera. So I came in to get my camera thinking, gosh, you know, I hope they don't leave. And I'm like, well, if they do, that's not meant to be. By the time I got back out there, they were much further up, but I got the pictures and I got some video. And I'm including it for you because that's one of the blessings of living here is that I literally live where the condors breed. I live where San Pedro grows wild. I live where hummingbirds in close to 200 species live, where there is over 1,000 varieties of orchids. This area is sending a message. And I felt that it was important to include this because it was at 3:43, and I normally don't follow my time like this, that I came back to sit down in my office because the divine directors were starting to really talk. And I knew I was going to have to capture what was talking. And something very special happened. I sat down at 3:43 and Chelita came to me and started singing into my ear. And the voice of the divine directors got louder. So I happened to have my iPad on my desk and I turned it and actually got a little bit of that film. And I've included that for you as well because Chelita came to me under very interesting circumstances. And I just felt that it was important as a master, mastering mastery in real time, I am nakedly sharing with you what my real time has been like these past few days. So I'm going to show you the film, and then after the film, I'm going to bring in our amazing resident goddess co-host, Jess Juntunen, and then I'm going to share with you more of what happened after we're all together. So go ahead and take a breath and relax, and I am going to play this little short film for you.
Begin tonight with a little song using the harmonium, which an instrument that came to India from England and was rapidly spiritualized over the course of a century or so. And the harmonium asking you to join with us, regardless of what your voice may sound like, regardless of your tune, regardless of anything. Just make sound with your voice, open your heart, and have an opportunity to share this moment with us as we collect ourselves as a community, in song. And also, I want to let you know that Artemis and Paul will be circulating to Smudge, each of you. And in the tradition of the many indigenous peoples, the sacred smoke is a way of cleansing the aura. It's a way of releasing what you've carried in here that is no longer needed.
Namaste and blessings to you, my dearest one. For you have brought me home to myself, to ourself, to the one self. I stand here as your servant. I stand here as one who loves you, who is you, who knows you, who will always hold you sacred, who will always honor you. I stand here as one who supports you, who will stand by your mission, who will be by your side, and who will not ever leave you. I stand here as one completely in my love for you, knowing that in our home, whether it be on the sand, or in the dirt, or in the land, or the sea, we are always one. Hari Om. That's what I believe. Know that the divine in me recognized the divine in you from the moment you sought me out. And I give thanks to the entire universe for allowing me the gift of separation, for allowing me the gift of pain, for allowing me the gift of this lifetime, so that I can come back to you. It would be false to say that I only love you with my heart, because it wouldn't be enough. And so it will simply suffice to say that I am you, and you are me, and we are one. Not sure. I was out of it.
So take in a breath and receive, because there's so much more to share. But before we go any further, I would love to share it with our beautiful goddess co-host on the air with us. Dawn, would you please invite Jess to join us on the air, please, so that the two of us can be seen together. Hey, Jess, start talking.
I'm here.
Hi, there you are.
Hi. Namaste.
Namaste. It is just such a gift to have you here tonight. And thank you for joining us right after the video. How was the video for you?
I'm still swimming in that energy, the messages that are coming through, the divine directors, and all those pieces connected together. I mean, your beautiful vows, oh my gosh, and the beauty of the two of you coming together and finding each other again. It's just so miraculous. And to really feel how you guys are birthing your next chapter and how we all are birthing. And I felt that birthing energy through the whole video. Thank you so much for making that.
My pleasure. I mean, thank the divine directors, because this has been pulsing through over these past 48 hours. So now that you're here, and I'm so grateful that you're here, I want to continue with everything else that's happening. And I know we have tons of people waiting to talk to us on phone lines all over the place. So remember, guys, you can still jump in 888-627-6008-517-208-1500. So here's what happened. I opened up this evening by talking about I am guided. And this, I mean, I forget even what year this was, but it was a while ago now, but the cards of clarity are just so freaking amazing. Here it is, 2008, okay, was when we published this. So in 2008, we published this, and I just read to you the exact same experience she is having right now. Now, the reason that I find it even more incredible is that we were at Lake Atitlan, and as many of you know, while Sri and I were blessed to be living among the Maya at Lake Atitlan, the abode, the Ascended Master's abode opened. We had all these messages come out. And as a matter of fact, on the May calendar, let me just share that again really quickly here, guys. On the May calendar, remember right at the top, you are timeless, the Ascended Masters at Lake Atitlan. And the prolific messages that came in through them was just incredible. And Jess, you remember all that, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. And I was thinking that immediately when you mentioned Sri had the fever, I was like that time at Lake Atitlan and the cards of clarity came through.
Right. Yeah. Because he has not had this since then. And that's what really started getting my attention. I mean, really started calling my attention. Well, yesterday, as I mentioned, this all started happening, really culminating yesterday afternoon. Well, last night we did Lesson 11 of the Lessons of Light. How was Lesson 11 for you? The Shadow, by the way, powerful lesson.
100% perfect for this week. I think everybody can agree who's not experiencing that dance with all aspects of self. And I love that message, to love all those aspects. They're all part of who we are. So perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And what I was loving was that as I started reading this, so as I was going through it, and I believe I shared it with all of you last night when we were there on our Monday Magic, and jump into our Monday Magic if you're not there, just be part of that community every Monday night. I was even having a hard time being there last night, and Sri could not be there. And for Sri to stay in bed and not get up, I mean, he and I have, there have been times we have been really should have been in bed and nobody would know, you know, because we're that committed. So you know, Jess, what it takes to keep him down, right? I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah.
It takes the universe going, you're going down. And so Sri is in bed, unable to be there last night. And as I prepared for the class, all I kept hearing was, now prepare. So here's the other thing I need to backtrack on. Sedona Journal was due. Sedona was due Friday, because you know I'm a monthly contributor. I've been contributing to the Sedona Journal now for like, I don't know, 15 years. And so, you know, every month I submit a channel. Well, I was told that I would find my answer in the Divine Illumination series. So I went into the Divine Illumination series, and I went to a specific one, and then I was told, now let us do this again. And so this was, just to let you guys know, this was originally the Divine Illuminations number 8, but it is now called the Flow of Timelessness Attunement. We just posted it in sriankira.com. You can read the entire thing. Just go to our homepage, sriankira.com. Right there in the articles, you'll see it, the Flow of Timelessness Attunement. This is so potent that we not only put it on the website, the link is there for the PDF. You want to study this. You want to go through this line by line. You want to pay attention. And Jess, here's what was so amazing, is that it was talking about everything we're going through with time right now, everything that's happening with all the illusionary practices. And then when, so this came through me right after the Divine Director's message came in, then this got finished. Then I went to lesson 11, and that's when I literally realized that the Divine Directors had been saying, wake up, the ascended abode has moved. Everything. I mean, I am not doing a good enough job sharing with you the links of how this all came together. But Jess and all of you out there, and I've been for the past 2 days, that's why my husband is the way he is right now, because he's with them anchoring. And what's so fascinating is that when the Ascended Master's Abode in Lake Anatlan first opened, they talked about how the abodes move, that the abodes are not fixed, that we're the only ones that think one abode is going to be in one place forever. And that a lot of what people perceive as Ascended Master's abodes are actually holograms of abodes that have been there, but people are there. It's their energy that keeps it alive, but the abode itself is not there. It is a hologram of an energy that is a blueprint to follow for those that go beyond the dogma, because there's dogma in everything, right? And so Jess, all of this has been flooding in. I have been writing all of this down. And as Sri and I have been here at Tosa Blue Mountain, it is clear that the abode has come here. And I believe because of what we started talking about on Sunday, and Sri was mentioning it, that the Andes Mountains and the Himalayas are now coming together in this one. Wow, look at that. We're just really transmitting dimensions together, really come together as one. And that through this radiation, through this community, and this is why I wanted to share the condors with all of you this evening, we are all being given the opportunity to call this from within and manifest it forward, and especially this week. So Jess, I know that's a lot to put forward, but how are you rolling with it?
Well, what's really amazing, a few things are standing out because I've been hearing from members of our community, other Mastery Mentorship members I know, and they're like, I'm pretty sure Sri just popped in, or I'm feeling this energy like when Sri went through his experience last year, like these transcendent.
And we're at that year anniversary too, right?
Right, yeah, and just feeling these transcendent connections. So when you told me right before this call started too that the abode anchored there, I'm like, that makes total sense because so many of us are. So if you're experiencing deep connections with, you know, the community there and the land there or whatever is coming through, it's anchoring, and I feel it, and that makes complete sense. And that energy of the condors is huge. And when I was there in September during that equinox, and I hiked up the mountain and went to the temple up there and did this crazy, you know, like intuitively activating, and it was insane, everything that happened to me up there, and a condor came and flew down, whew, right next to me, just like that. And I saw
And they're huge, right?
I know, they are. I was like, oh my God. I'm like,
I know.
Are you coming to on me or what's
going on? Are you going to eat me?
I know, I was like, you're big. And then I saw a beautiful eagle yesterday when I was walking, and I'm reminded of that energy, right? When the eagle and condor fly together, right? That's an old.
Yes, it is. That was all about the 2012. Yeah, wow. And this was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, this is the key right now, is that we are all, you know, when the divine directors came in, I'm going to read what it was short. It was what was in the video right now, too. It was short, but it was very intense and very powerful. And about this week, because let's not forget, we are in the middle. This week is the final week of the fasting. And what was the fasting about? It was about saying yes to ourselves and fasting from that which is outside of yes to ourselves, right? And so far, I have had a lot of people writing with a lot of miracles that really commit. You too. You're moving into a home. You're getting your home.
Yeah.
I mean, that you manifested that this month. How's that going?
Oh, it's amazing. My place is full of boxes. Things are getting filled. I'm also a teacher now because kids go to school at home. It's wild, but it's all happening. It's flowing, and it is absolutely the perfect place for us. I'm just soaking in all the miracles.
Well, and you're certainly wearing it well because you are radiant. You really are radiant. But and I'm loving that. For all, you know, for all who are saying yes right now, and we've been talking about this, that this is a month of the most incredible creation and expansion. And let's not forget, the minute we pop into June, we're already in pre-retrograde. So, you know, we're winding up to, it's huge, that whole I energy coming out in June, that explosion experience. It's fifth dimension mandatory, you know, if you really want to navigate it and flourish like you are. And that's one of the things that I think is so valuable. And so this is the installment that came in yesterday in all those things I'm sharing about. It was the kind of flyby text in the movie there. But I want to take a moment and share it because I really think it's the springboard for tonight and for the fact that, well, they opened right up and said, you are a master mastering mastery in real time. That's naked authenticity to really know that. And so, I mean, first of all, you are a master. Own that. Mastering mastery. Own that, right? I am mastering mastery. Not I'm waiting to become a master, not let me, do I deserve it or whatever. No, we are in this time out of time, moment in the moment, opportunity of expansion where we are all mastering our mastery. So whatever mastery presence you are putting forth right now, remember we all got that message in a bottle last week, whatever message, whatever presence you're putting forward, you are mastering that right now. So what are you mastering, master? Everyone this week means go for it, get out there, because that's what they mean by in real time. This is unfolding breath by breath by breath, right? So you've noticed this, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Every moment is birthing this new moment and having to breathe through it all. And it's really remarkable. And as you're talking, I got like the cutest image of everybody with like their graduation hats. And it is graduation time, you know, throwing them up in the air. It's like, it's that time to just be like, yes, you have graduated. You've exactly. been there, done that more than once, exactly. you know, so
right.
yeah.
Love it. Yeah. Well, that's true. And that is the celebration energy that is really valuable because this is where they continue and they say, what does that really feel like, this, you know, mastering mastery, and what does it really mean? And then here's where they came in and they said, naked authenticity is like the moment within the moment of this week. And then they literally said, breathe.
Because, I'm breathing, right?
Right. And then what were we talking about last night? And this is why everything was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like this short little divine director's message is in the flow of timelessness attunement, which everyone needs to do right now. Go to SriAndKira.com and absolutely please get the flow of timelessness attunement. Download the PDF, read it, leave us a comment, do it, because we are timeless. That's why I went with this background tonight. You know, this is the reminder that we are all flowing out of time. And the more that we can say yes to that, the better. And so after I took my breath, then they continued with, so not only is it the moment of this week, the breathing in of your divine nature without hesitancy through the lens of the awakened energy of your seventh dimensional witnessing, that's the non-judgment zone, of the aware fifth dimensional witnesser without doubt or fear. Right now, this week, as we are heading into this new moon up level, that void of creation, that we are at maximum creation manifestation, everything's colliding. It's like a collision in this month. It's all colliding into Friday night, and then Ramadan releases Saturday, and then we're already in the energy of June by Sunday. I mean, I'm just going to start talking about it because it's just like that. I mean, it's like time is collapsing. You know that, right? And so I'm loving this because what they say is this is the divine moment of experience that will assist you with the choice before you. So looking at our experiences this month and the choices that are before us is really about paying attention to this moment right now and not being afraid of it, not doubting it. As a matter of fact, those are the energies that will bring us the opposite of that. So what have you been noticing as you've been working with people and experiencing others or yourself, yeah. Jess?
Yeah, myself and others. I was laughing. I was telling someone earlier, it feels like Laffy Taffy sometimes, just like stretching, you know, and just like, okay, I'm stretching, I'm expanding, and it wants to like stick and gooey up. And then it's like, no, I'm stretching, expanding. A lot of that energy. And I'm just telling everyone, you know, it's perfect. And myself, you know, just, it's totally perfect. Whatever is coming up, if it's feeling like you're being stretched or anything, good, because mastery moment, you're not going to walk through this without feeling some of that stretch, without feeling some of that tension of growth, you know, because the ego is saying, oh, no, maybe we should go back to where it was safe over here, don't you think? And
right.
Then our soul, you know, and some people are going to do that, but if you're here and listening, your soul is doing what you need to be doing. And if you're having those moments, breathe, lots of breathing through them. And
oh, yeah.
Pulling in the now moment. What would support me right now to expand again? And it's so cool because when we do, I'm seeing it. Everybody's having so many awesome things happening.
Oh, are they ever? And again, you know, I want to just go right down to the bottom where they said right here that fully embracing your absolute truth through the expanded smile of the master illuminated while in form and ever still expanding. Say yes to that. Right? Say yes to that. And you know, I'm sitting here looking, going, how did this show go so darn fast? Let's get some people in here. Let's jump in. Let's get your calls. Let's get you, what you guys would like to share, what you would like to comment on, your requests. So I'm going to start right here. It looks like I'm going to Grand Rapids. Hey, namaste, Grand Rapids. Welcome.
Hi, is it me?
It's you. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for taking my call first. I need to say, feel better, Sri. We love you so much. And Kira, just, I'm without words. I have been so moved and in love with those lessons of light. They have been profound from day one. And I don't even know what to say. So it's just been a beautiful experience for me. And I would love a first time ever meaningful reading.
Wow. Well, I know Jess and I are both feeling you. Wow. I want to first say that I'm loving your heart. You're so heart forward right now. There's like this buoyancy energy around you that is sincere. And as I share that, this beautiful, it's like a Mary Magdalene, but it's more than that. There's a lot of different beautiful, like Mary energies around you. And they're all saying the same thing. They're all saying, remember, your beauty is born with each smile you call forward. And with each breath you take, the world is enhanced. Remember, you were born from love, and this is your time to flourish. We are here with you now and have always been. Breathe again the air of your divine nature and celebrate that this moment has come forward. And so it is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, you are. Jess, did you want to add anything?
Just underscore celebrate. Celebrate where you are. Celebrate right now. Yeah. Celebrate the breath. You are birthing. You are doing it.
Yeah, and it's the key. You've got all this support around you. It's and you've got like you have this team of all these women around you going, "We've got you. Keep going." And so it is.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless, honey. We love you. Namaste. Namaste. Oh, Jess, isn't your heart just like, well,
melting?
I know it is. Hey, did you notice, look, Ekmuki at the neck?
It's
and
amazing.
I'm noticing you've got your neck going. Yeah, right now, guys, this is it, all truth, truth, truth. You want to be, or a trijuti if you have one, up at the neck, up at the neck. And I'm looking over here at the call board. We have so many people calling in. Let's go to Boise, Idaho. We've got a wireless caller over in Boise, and then we'll head over to our 800 number. Namaste, Boise.
Well, namaste, Kira and Jess. So nice to be with the both of you. Everything is going great for me, but I felt called to call in for a May soul reading, if you would, please.
Well, I think we're honored to, and thank you for calling in. You know, as I'm connecting with you, it's interesting. Between my third and my fourth chakra, I'm just getting this sense of energy movement. And as I'm really connecting with that, and I've got my hands there, and you might want to do the same thing. And as I'm really connecting with that, what I'm hearing is move, like literally move your body. And they're saying that your power and your heart are rebalancing. And wow. And as I say that, I just got like a zinger in my third chakra. And so your power and your heart are rebalancing. And they're saying, remember that. And it's interesting. I'm now kind of like tapping one and tapping the other and tapping and tapping. And they're saying that as you balance these two energies, your crown will open more. The ego will soften into another experience. And your eyes will be opened even wider. And as I'm sharing this with you, this beautiful, like a monk, this is what they're doing. They're like walking up like this in front of you right now with this big like hood on. And they're just walking up in front of you. And they're just saying, all you need to do is just relax. And it will be right in front of you. It's like, don't think your way through this. Just stay in that flow. And Jess, would you like to share anything?
I just know that this was for you today. I don't know if you can see this 5-pointed violet.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God.
This beautiful purple violet. And it was your talking and sharing. I just feel that beautiful connection, like the carpet of flowers that are birthing and growing beneath your feet as you take each step and your feet kiss the earth and just remember what a gift you are evermore. I'm so honored to connect with you right now. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. We're so happy you were here.
Ah, thank you. I love you both.
We love you too, sweetheart. Namaste. Well, Jess, let's go over to the 800 number, shall we? So we're going to run over to our 800 number, and we're going to welcome Chantel from Maryland. Namaste, Chantel. Welcome, angel.
Namaste, everyone, Sri and Kira. My name is Chantel. I'm a Jean's friend and that I love dearly. And you heard his testimony about a week ago, how profound his being is. Myself, on a personal note, for the last several weeks, the family has been going through a lot of turmoil with this coronavirus. My sister being the miracle out of 5 members of the family. And I would definitely appreciate a mini soul reading, and I'd be grateful.
Oh, angel. You are so beautiful. I just first bow before your sacred nature, because all I'm seeing is this gold angel, this beautiful, like gold energy that's coming up around you and all the way around you. And it's like when you move your hands, this gold angel is saying, just remember, I'm with you. Just remember, I am with you. And the energy that I'm seeing spiraling around you right now is very much about the up-level moment. I'm not surprised that you got through this evening, because you are at a moment right now where everything that's spinning around you, everything that's happening around you is for you. It's the invitation from the divine that is inviting you to step up and see through the eyes of God that which is unfolding around you, and to witness it rather than engage it, and to hold all those around you. You are a lineage holder in your family. Wow. And so you want to be holding all of that through the compassion of loving yourself. You're at that moment in your life where you're being granted. They're saying the doors have been opened. This is your moment. Say yes to the joy and yes to the love, and watch it blossom like the most beautiful flower, which you are. And I am honored to meet you, my angel. So honored. Jess, would you like to share anything?
I'm just really honored by this connection and your beauty. It is overwhelming as soon as you got on this call. And just really have mercy on yourself. Deep, deep mercy and gratitude for yourself and the journey. You're doing it and you're exactly where you need to be. We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you, sweetheart. We love you dearly. And Jess, wow, we have like all of 2 minutes left of the show. Are you blown away?
Yeah, I think, didn't we just get started?
Yes, and you know, this is why I've got to say again, guys, please go to sriankira.com. Articles, we just posted it, The Flow of Timelessness Attunement. And remember, this Friday night is the super extraordinary new moon up-level event for May. It is a huge precipice moment. The lineage holders are going to be doing a quantum space jump on this. Incredible. And Jess, I love that you're getting everybody ready and in the energy of it. Tell them about Thursday night, because guys, your next moment of support is Thursday night with Jess. So let us know how we can get all of this.
Absolutely. So yeah, Thursday night's kind of the pregame new moon ceremony every month. I'm doing a new
moon
ceremony. Yeah, tailgate party. So I'm pacing it so that it's not on the same night as lineage holders, but I think we really can benefit from two nights.
Weekend, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And yeah, I'm already feeling the new moon. Yeah, go to selfascensionstudios.com. You'll see it in the events right there. New moon ceremony. If you click on it, the info is there. I'm asking for like a $3 donation. So, I mean, it's really an act of service, and it's been beautiful the last few months. So please do consider joining. It's going to be amazing. You'll be feeling very grateful that you did. Yeah.
Well, Jess, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for the Friday night new moon up level.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. And I'm always excited for Sundays with all of you for our Sunday services, which have really been expanding and becoming just a place of incredible potency. And remember, for all of you, Monday night magic. Monday magic is when Sri and I actually go deep into the work. If you really want to dive into the work of the yoga self-ascension, benefit from reverse aging, and really give yourself the gift of living your mastery, join us on Monday nights. We would be grateful and honored. Check it out, Monday Magic at sriankira.com. Jess, another amazing moment with you. Thank you for being here on this amazing night, you master who is mastering her mastery. I bow before you.
Thank you. And I bow before you and each and every one of you. Thank you.
Namaste. We love you, angels. Have a beautiful week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at sriankira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.